American journalists frequently cover issues like poverty and homelessness. Former network television producer David Gilbo is now living that story. In this first of a series of commentaries called Such is Life, Gilbo recounts his journey from luxurious living to joblessness.
I'm living at the Aloha Inn, an old motel converted into transitional housing for the homeless. I share a room with Ed, an older African-American gentleman with few teeth and a fondness for fishing and cleanliness. He's a nice and considerate man, and at night regales me with his philosophies of life. The inn is run by the Catholic Archdiocese here in Seattle, and for me it's a saving grace. I have a warm bed, a roof over my head, and dinner every night. But these are not the accommodations I expected to have at 54. I used to live large. Now I'm living on the largesse of public assistance. My last job paid over $100,000 a year. My last permanent residence was Harbor Steps, a luxury high-rise apartment in the center of it all. It was a short walk to historic Pioneer Square, the downtown shopping district, the beautiful waterfront, and the local farmers market, where I went almost every day buying line-caught salmon and fresh-grown produce, never ever worrying about the cost. Now my groceries are paid for with food stamps. I lived on the 19th floor with a sweeping view of Elliott Bay and the Olympic Mountains. When I opened my eyes in the morning, I could see the ferry boats navigating the docks without even raising my head from my pillow. It was a very rich view. When I open my eyes at the Aloha Inn, I see a smoke-stained painting of a tropical waterfall, one of the island-themed relics that remain from when the city bought this motel, lock, stock, and tacky furnishings, over 10 years ago, to give homeless folks a place to stay while they find affordable housing. The rules of residency are simple. You have to work 15 hours a week at the motel, the front desk or security or housekeeping, the kitchen and such. That pays your rent. To that labor, you have to throw in 10 bucks of your own money each week. Most importantly, you have to prove that you are saving $80 a week to use for real housing when you're able to afford it. And of course, you have to be clean and sober. I've been mostly unemployed the past 2 years. With no real money coming in, it all goes south in a hurry. And you find yourself with no income, no money, no food, no insurance, no housing. So here I am at the Aloha Inn. To me right now, this is an oasis, shelter from the economic storm that too many people are trying to weather. I've checked in. By the rules, I've got 9 months before I have to check out. To do that, I have to start living small. I'm David Gilbo. Such is life.
Commentator David Gilbo lives in Seattle.